Welcome back. Our next guest for the next 2 hours is Tony. I'm sorry. Just had a funny moment here. Is Tony Pantelaresco, and his website is augmentenforce.50webs.com and tonypantelaresco.info. He also has a I'm looking at the chat room, and they're making a lot of funny comments. Anyway, and I hope that you will join the chat room, which is spingola.chatango.com. And anyway, Tony is one of our favorite guests. He's always full of vitality and energy and fun, and he does have a YouTube channel. It is youtube.com/user/herbs+bread+beadworks videos. I'll post that in the chat room. Anyway, he was just talking to me a few minutes ago. You haven't gotten Tony yet? Oh, okay. So, yeah, he Skyped me a few minutes ago during our time on with Dr. Corsi. And anyway, I was watching a video of his just recently, and it's called Acids, Silver, and Vinegar. And so I want to discuss that with him today. And I also want to talk a little bit about this experience that I've had with my cable. The last two Saturdays during the program, the cable has gone down, the internet's gone down, and I had been having some trouble with my telephone, my internet, and the television all going off at the very same time. And so finally, I got around to, had a lot of stuff going on lately, a lot of stuff on my plate. Anyway, I called the cable company and complained, and I had done this before, and then what they do is they set up an appointment, and then they, if something, then they call you and say, if the problem has been resolved, then you can cancel your appointment. Well, the problem was resolved temporarily, and so they came out, they had to totally replace the entire line from the house all the way out to the junction, the whole line. And so everything is working, and everything is doing really well. And we do have Tony with us. Tony, hi.
Yes. Hey, what's up?
Well, I was just telling them about acids, silver, and vinegar, which I think I probably watched four times. Sometimes repetition, oftentimes repetition is very good. It's a very good thing. And sometimes you have to watch something or listen to something more than once to get it. And something was very interesting that you said. You said that on June 22nd, 2017, that the CIA purchased Whole Foods for $13.7 billion. Then you said that Jeff Bezos of Amazon bought the Washington Post and that he also bought Whole Foods. And I hate to admit it, but I do business with Amazon. And I have a love-hate relationship with Amazon. It's so easy to just say buy, put it in your cart, and have it on your doorstep 2 days later. But I discovered something quite interesting that I didn't know before. And when you visit Amazon and you look at your orders, you can click on your orders, then you click on delivery, and then you click on more information. And then you begin to realize that not only is Amazon selling you these products, these many, many products, they are also delivering them. So UPS, that used to deliver most of everything that Amazon sold, is no longer doing those deliveries. Amazon has hired private parties who drive in their private cars and deliver your product. And I'll bet that that Amazon is not paying them well and is exploiting people who want to make a little extra money. So the next time that you have some orders, be sure and follow up, check on it, and see exactly who's going to be delivering it. And you will be amazed that Amazon delivers probably 75 to 80% of what they sell. So not only do they own Whole Foods, so they can watch what you're eating.
Or compromise it.
Yes, watch and compromise it. And certainly if you shop there, don't use your credit card. Pay cash.
Well, you know what the problem with Amazon and eBay and all these places are right now? Basically, you're forced to go that route because, I live in Canada. Now, if I'm looking to buy stuff to develop my technologies or whatever I'm doing, or even if I'm buying raw materials, I am forced to go that route because I can't find it in this country. So I either have to deal with China directly, India, the Philippines, North or South, Vietnam, Europe, or wherever. Or I have to go through Amazon and eBay to find the material. For instance, the United States, you cannot buy iodine crystals. Your government over there thinks that everybody is going to make some kind of amphetamine. I'm not kidding you. Okay, that's why they banned ephedrine. And the real reason why they banned ephedrine and iodine is because they have tremendous benefit for you. But the excuse was everyone was going to make ecstasy. So now the American citizen is forced to go to Amazon and eBay to buy iodine pearl crystals, either from Argentina, Russia, Switzerland, France, or wherever they can get it from. You have no choice. So this is what they've done. So when we're looking at this whole concept of, you know, markets and market values and market shares, I have to spend a lot of money buying stuff from America, because in Canada, our government has restricted almost everything that has any real significant value or substance. You have to order online because you can't get this stuff here in Canada. What you get here is the cartoon kiddyland junk that they sell you and make you think you're getting something. Now, more and more shops are opening up here, like where I live, where they're getting stuff directly either from the U.S. or Amazon and other places. So that saves me from having to go and order online. So when we're looking at the situation we have here, they're basically bottlenecking everybody to go this route. Eventually, you will not see a box store like Walmart. Walmart's losing their backside to Amazon and to eBay, which I'm glad, because Walmart is not a company that has any real ethics or values when it comes to their own workforce. I mean, they're one of the most notorious for abusing their workers. I know firsthand because I've had some experience with them. But when you're looking at what is happening today in the marketplace, it's becoming too expensive to run a store for the rents, for the power, whatever. It's easy for me to run an outlet out of a room in my bedroom, for instance, have you take your order, write the order up, order it from Amazon, have it delivered to your home if I can do it. If I have to put it together, then I have to bring the materials to me, I put it together, and then I ship it. But that's where it's going, and that's the unfortunate reality of what we're dealing with today, and that's how it is. So the consumer now is being handcuffed. You need a tool. You need a raw material to manufacture something. Excuse me, do you need a material to fabricate something? Do you need a certain gauge wire or material? I bought some copper balls. I can't find pure copper balls anywhere here where I live. I had to go online to buy them. You know, that's the unfortunate reality. I went to buy brass balls. I can't buy brass balls here in Canada, for crying out loud. So I have to, I have to order them through Amazon or eBay. So, like I said, this is the problem that we're dealing with. Okay, you want to buy lead powder to mix in your paint so you can paint your house with lead to block 5G. Well, go try to find lead powder in the United States. The only place you're going to find that is at a golf supply company that supplies lead powder for golf hobbyists to make the lead weight for their golf club. Other than that, and that can cost you a small fortune. Now, I can go buy a pound of lead powder on eBay for about $15. That's cheap, okay, because you need about 14 ounces per gallon to mix in the paint to paint your house to block these frequencies from taking you out. So this is what I'm saying. It's very difficult for you as a consumer if you're really doing things that – I mean, if you're the normal person that gets up in the morning – and you go to Walmart to buy a dress or a bar of soap or whatever, you know, the normal stuff, you'll find it anywhere. And everybody's competing for your, you know, to sell you toilet paper on sale or milk on sale or, you know, soap on sale, whatever, you know. But let's say you're trying to do something, you know, you're a hobbyist, you're trying to build something. A lot of times you have to fabricate the materials because you can't, it's not out there for you to buy. So you have to put it together yourself, you have to construct it yourself, you have to develop it yourself. And so as a result, you got now you're shopping around to find the materials you need to do this. So it's that's the reality of today. Even your food, think about this for a minute. You can buy Whole Foods a joke, and it has always been a joke. They've never had anything really healthy. They got popped. I was doing a show on another network, and I told a guy there that Whole Foods has not been selling organics like everybody thought they were. They were misleading the general population or general public in their sales. They had the signs that they had up there were calling natural foods. So everybody was assuming, and this is how they had this word game. They were assuming that the food, because it said natural, was organic and wasn't true at all. A lot of the meats that they were selling, they were being fed GMO corn. A lot of the poultry that was being sold, there was being fed GMO corn, GMO wheat, GMO soy, whatever. So it was a lot of baloney that they were propagating. And, you know, and as far as the organics goes, that's a myth today, if anything. You're not going to get an organic anything today with the way our environment has become so toxic with chemtrails and frequency towers and the blow-by from GMOs, pollen being spread, and God knows, and then how they're spraying atrazine and nano silver in the fields and everything else. So we're in this situation now. You want real organic food? Grow a garden, get a greenhouse, grow an indoor vertical garden. That's the only organic you're going to see in this life today. You know. So when you're looking at these so-called, or what I call the orgasmically organic, because
you know, you always have to throw that in.
Well, because people get excited when you hear the word organic. Oh, go, oh, okay. Oh, and all that stuff. So okay. I'm assuming they're having one of those moments.
Oh, okay. You're awful.
Well, that's true. Have you ever talked to a vegan? And you get and
yes.
they get all and they I, get all excited about organic. Oh, and I'm thinking, are these people, you know, nuts or what?
I almost talked to a vegan, but she canceled on me a half hour before because she didn't like some of my politics. But she was a very, very sick vegan. Her name was
they all are. They all are. That's the thing.
Lierre Keith was her name.
No, they all are. You know. I got one woman that contacted me, and she's listened to a guru I call Tutti Frutti, because he's got everybody wanting to be a fruitarian. Then somebody did a video. Actually, two people did two videos, and people, I couldn't believe the stupidity. The two things that are infinitive, the universe and stupidity, and Einstein wasn't sure about the universe, you know. They put things in the microwave.
You should ask his wife, because she's the one
I agree. She was the genius. He was a moron.
He was a moron who exploited his wife.
And, well, according to Tesla, he did do some good things. Exactly what, I don't know.
Right. Let's elaborate on that, Tesla.
You know, but anyway, they put grapes in a microwave and they sparked. And somebody took the hash browns from a store and they sparked. And then somebody contacted me and they took watermelon slices and they put them in. Now, they said one watermelon sparked like crazy, another one not so much. And one turned.
Wow.
So this is the reality. The nano is in the food. Now, some people contacted me, and you know, I have this Mediterranean aspect to me. And I wrote to them, and I told them, if you're this stupid to not understand that chemtrails coming down on your food supply are nanoparticles, okay, or angstrom particles, because this is another pile of rubbish now that's going on in this industry. Because I had a woman contact me the other day, and she went and bought this copper product from this company, same product that sells this pure sulfur crap. And when she asked him if it was nano, he said yes. He said, why didn't you put that on the label? Because you didn't put it on the label, or I would have overlooked you and kept on going. So then he was fighting with her for $25, didn't want to give her back her money because she didn't, this is not what she wanted.
Right.
But anyway, he started using terms like angstrom units and monatomic and all this stuff because he's trying to show that he had some sort of intellect. He was again mocking her because he was saying the same thing. Ultrafine, nano, monatomic, angstrom are all the same thing. They're nanoparticulates. So if you can look up in the sky, and if your brain is still functioning, because some people don't have brain damage these days, and they can't tell the difference between a chemtrail and a contrail. If your brain is still functioning and and you see those lines in the sky, what goes up must come down. And this stuff penetrates and permeates everything you see, including you. So when people are saying, well, I didn't see this happen, I didn't see this happen. Well, there's more than one way to see something come out. You know, we did a video on Bye Bye Blue Sky. She's got the videos up on her site where we took a coil and we coiled, we put wine and juices and different things, and you saw the stuff let go. And yet people still don't get it. It's there. It's right there. And it's because it's one of those things that if they don't see it in their glass or they don't see it on their plate, they don't believe it. It's okay. It's okay to eat it. You know, without neutralizing it, it's okay to eat it. And the vegans are loaded with this metal. And the people that are eating this tutti frutti diet, they're also loaded with this metal. You know, more so than the meat eaters. The meat eaters have it as well, but the animals do filter a lot of this. But you're still going to get it. There's no way around it. Everybody's going to get it. So again, learn neutrality. And I keep telling everybody this.
Yes. That's true. Getting back to the lead paint, I had a conversation with Dr. Judy Wood, and we were talking about directed energy, and she mentioned the lead paint.
Yep.
And why they discontinued the lead paint. It wasn't because little children were eating the walls in tenements. You know, apartments.
Come on, when you were a kid, you went to the wall purposely just to get your daily.
Did not. Lead. Did not.
I know. I agree with her. Remember the when you bought those blinds for your windows? You know, they went up and down. If you twirled them, they would flip, you know, where you could open them and close. They were lead lined. They were all lead lined, and they banned them. They got rid of them so that you wouldn't have lead in your home. Because they knew bloody well that when this 5G came along, that would shield you from what's going on. Now I'm going to give you an exclusive, you know, because again, I haven't had to tell.
Well, I deserve an exclusive.
I know you do. That's why I'm talking about this. You know, this is one of those orgasmic, organic moments.
Oh, you naughty boy!
Okay, there's nothing naughty about that. Anyway,
okay,
unless you're nuts, then it's okay. Okay, you know we're talking about the Blue Beam Project. You've heard about the Blue Beam Project, right? Now, we are already in the Blue Beam Project. You don't notice. Your computers, your streetlights, your iPads, your cell phones, even your CFLs and fluorescent lights are all emitting a blue beam. Now, this is causing major mayhem on your brain and on your genetic code. Now, when you're sitting in front of the computer, you know how sometimes you're getting off the computer and you kind of feel half in and half out. You're tired, but you... And you're just sort of all disoriented because your computer is attacking you with a blue beam. Now, how can you protect yourself from that?
Yeah, how?
Get a yellow light bulb. Aim it at the monitor. Yellow neutralizes blue.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I always tell people, get those. Oh, got to come back to talk.
Okay. We've got a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Alrighty, welcome back. Our guest is Tony Pantelaresco, and his websites are augmentinforce.50webs.com, tonypantelaresco.info, and he has a YouTube channel, and that is Herbs Plus Beadworks / videos. His last name is spelled Pantelaresco. You were talking about the yellow light bulb. What about glasses that would also work the same way, that would reflect the blue light?
Again, we haven't really looked into it a lot. I haven't had a chance to really get into that. Somebody I was talking to earlier, another colleague, he found something on it, so far one thing indicating that it can and should help. Again, I like to be a little bit more thorough. I don't like to just jump on the first thing that I see. You know, I like to make sure that we have something with a little bit more substance. You know, I hate to be the kind of guy that, you know, like some of these marketeers that are selling things like C60 that are selling crap, which actually enhances the blue beam effect because of the carbon molecule that attaches to the brain. You know, they have, it was funny, they actually called me on or attacked me on my personage on, because I came out against their product. And the funny thing was, the guy made a comment saying that I my face was hidden and that nobody knows who or what I look like. I'm thinking to myself, holy cow, I'm in 189 countries, I got 150 some odd videos. You know, my picture's planted all over the internet. How can you not miss me? But anyway, But anyway, this is another one of those things. But anyway, when you're dealing with nanotechnology, okay, and this is where you have to start thinking and looking at the threads of what we're dealing with today, because we have to start connecting the dots. You're not going to find an actual article that's going to tell you, hey, the global regime, the protocols of Zion, the Illuminati, the Freemasons, the papacy, the monarchies, the government agencies throughout the world, the CIA, the Templars, whatnot, are out to kill mankind. You're not going to see that. You know, if you're going to look for a document stating that this is happening, good luck on that one. You're going to have to start to sit there and do a little detective work, investigative work, and connect the dots. When you're looking at nanotechnology, or I should call it today more nanogenetics, and I'm going to explain that one to you too, because this is really alarming what's going on. When we're talking about nanogenetics, we're integrating nanotechnology with life's biology, if that's a good way of putting it, life's biology, or creation's biology. You're creating an anomalous effect where now you have turned that DNA or the chromosomes or the genetics into a transceiver, which can now receive and send messages back and forth. And when you have a material that is a superconductor that can actually transfer heat 10,000 times or can conduct energy without any resistance whatsoever, or if you contort it a little bit, you create a semiconductive material, and you plant that into the brain, you have now created a tether that now allows access to and fro. So when you're putting these, when you're talking about the blue beam, because there years ago they were talking about a blue beam project where a big blue beam would hit the sky and we would see whatever they wanted us to see. Well, that would require a heck of a lot of power. But it's a lot easier to hit you with blue beams, which are everyday contrivances, light bulbs, cell phones, iPads, computers. You know, you walk into a store and all of a sudden... I'll ask you this question. Have you ever walked into a store and you step into the store, and the moment you step in the store, for one split second, you feel like you've been disengaged or you've been separated from yourself, or you go into a state of sort of a blank or disconnect, and then you come right back? That's you being hit with a frequency the moment you walk into the door. That's what's going on. Wow. Now, if you're wearing reflective lenses and you're wearing a Faraday headpiece, that we showed you how to do on YouTube, you may find what you might feel is this tapping noise, tapping feeling on your head. It's trying to access you and it can't. So, but that's part of this blue beam project. You walk into a store, you're getting hit with these beams. They're trying to, again, manipulate your brain. And you start walking through the store. Now, you went in there for one thing. Let's say you went in there for, paint or some kind of craft or whatever, a cardboard. And you walk out with 99 things. That's why. That's why, because again, you've been programmed and you've been manipulated to do this. So when we're talking the Blue Beam Project, that's already here.
Wow.
That's already here.
I'm not a shopper. I don't do those shopping things. Okay. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All righty, welcome back. Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Tony Pantilaresco. His websites are augmentenforce.50webs.com, tonypantilaresco.info, and he does have a YouTube channel. He has made so many YouTube videos. It is really amazing. And Tony is kind of amazing. I always learn so much from him. Now, you said that when you go shopping, which I rarely do, I did go to the mall with my daughter a couple weeks ago, and she went into a couple of stores, and I stayed out, and it was an open-air mall. I really like to watch the people rather than shop, and just watch them. And it was amazing to me how many young women were there with strollers, with children, and these strollers were just packed full of bags. It was just kind of an amazing thing. And it led me to think, too, that it used to be, well, they probably still do it, that the movie producers, during intermission or during the movie, would demonstrations on the screen or messages.
Yeah.
On the screen saying, oh, you're thirsty. Oh, popcorn would sure taste good now. And it was subliminal, as you say. And people would think, oh, we got to go out and get some popcorn or whatever. And that's what they're doing, only the technology has changed.
Yeah, it basically is called voice-to-head technology. There's another program called Lilly. Another one, the latest one that DARPA is working on is called N-3. You know, when you follow the connection with nano and this technology, the voice-to-head, the only way a voice-to-head technology can work is because it has to have some access point to you. In other words, I have to have something inside of you for it to connect. When they dumped iron along the west coast of the United States, they did it for a reason, because when you hit water with frequencies and waves, water has a tendency to disperse a wave. If you had, let's say, 5-gallon containers of water surrounding your bedroom, and let's say on top of your room, any frequency that would come in would be dispersed because of the water. The water would disperse it. But add an iron content or any other content where it can actually access, now it goes right to the water and can't be dispersed. So the same thing applies to us. We are, what, 57% water, you know, and our fats hold water. And when you're looking at there was something I was looking at a couple weeks ago. Oh, 5G disrupts the water molecules in our body, allowing the cells to let go of the water, literally, and cause a cooking of the cells or cooking of the DNA.
Oh, my gosh.
When you look at nanogenetics, let's just, again, nanogenetics. When you look at nano, it has never been tested, period. They released that on the market within 2 years, 2 to 5 years, it was a $2 trillion a year industry. The stuff is all over in our environment. It's all over everywhere. We're being dumped on from the sky with it. They're spraying it in the fields in our food supply. They're putting smart dust and smart sensors in the food, which are, again, on a nanoscale, which don't get turned off, which don't get filtered, which get caught up in your colon and shut down or redirect your DNA in your digestive system. You've got these particle matters throughout your cells, through your body, your brain, your tissues, your organs. So any frequency you get hit with, you know, when you hear people saying that they're hearing the voice of God, and I had a woman tell me this, she thought she heard God talk to her about moving to a location, and which she did. She sold everything she had, and she took off. But when she got there, she got assaulted left, right, and center by whatever program the government or the military was putting out there. And that's when I started looking at some of these programs that were out there. The first one I saw was with Jesse Ventura when he was doing his show. He had a guy that had him block his ears, and he fired a beam into his head, and he could hear the beam inside. And so a lot of times when people are saying they have tinnitus, they don't have tinnitus. What they're having is the frequency that's registering in the brain, and it seems like it's coming out the auditory, but it's not. It's being directly inserted into the brain area. So when you're having something like a carbon nanoparticle inside the body, it is the most conductive material on the planet.
Yikes.
It surpasses gold. It surpasses copper. It surpasses silver. It surpasses any material on the planet. You can make it to be extremely flexible, pliable, or you can make it to be so solid that a steel bullet won't penetrate it. You know, you can make it, turn it into a body armor. And they're using it in everything. And a lot of stuff that we're having up above, those chemtrails, are basically feeding on the carbon that's up there, the methane. And this is one of the reasons why they continue to replicate and assemble, because they've got the raw material in the building block up there to do it with. So when you're consuming high levels of sugar, process, or even the fruit sugars. Again, minimize those fruit sugars to have an extremely high fiber content or a high mineral content, and don't eat the outside skin whatsoever. They're about 80 to 90% of the metals that you're going to see are on the skin. And then when you consume that, that nano now has found a new home, and it's a bugger to get out. So when we're talking nanogenetics, I've said this on my show and other shows, that today's children that are being born, I have no idea what we're producing. Today I get a call from out west where a grandparent was frantic with me about the grandchild she has who's got these neoblastomas. Yeah, hold on a second. Sorry, that's a light one. Some form of, it's a neuroblastoma, I think that's what it's called. Anyway, what it is lesions and tumors that are growing inside the bone and the tissue. Now, did you get a chance to see the article that was written by the two Italian scientists where they found nano contamination in the vaccines?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. Absolutely.
That made the headlines. That actually made the headlines. And what he did even, which I could validate because I've seen it with my own situation with the nano, that he says when nanoparticles are exposed to the human genome or to our physiology, it creates anomalous proteins to develop because it's altered the DNA. So then what happens is the proteins are being structured based on the programming that the DNA has, and this program has been altered by these nanoparticles. All this autism, all these mental disorders, all these problems that we're having with children with getting the vaccines is all tied to either the nano delivery method or these nano contaminants. So think about that one for a second. You have a parent. This is what we're going to talk about the DNA exchange on. This is your favorite topic, so, and I know this. But when you have when you have a man and a woman integrating themselves and exchanging DNA, his seed now is carrying nanoparticulates loaded. Her egg is loaded with nanoparticulates. The uterine lining is also loaded with nanoparticulates. Now the two become one, and now we have this integration going on. And every time the cells split, the nano also integrates with those cells. So now what are we producing? I do not know. I have a three-year-old nephew that if you give him an iPad or a phone, he knows how to operate it because that phone is interfacing or communicating with that nano in his system. So what are we producing today? I do not know. But don't be surprised if you have a child today, in today's time, and they start having things like a neuroblastoma or neoplasias, okay, because this will be coming from that situation. And whatever you do, do not vaccinate your children. I get people doing this to me all the time, and it drives me up the wall, Rangy. They tell me, well, you know, if I don't get my kid vaccinated, I can't send them to school. Okay, keep them at home. They're not learning anything in this educational system anyway, number one. Number two, then they get the kid vaccinated and ask me if I can take this stuff out of their child. They don't recognize or realize that now it's not that you put a shot into a child that's just floating around, bouncing all over the place. It's in the DNA. It's in the genetic code now. And you're asking me to go and strip that out. It can be done, but at what cost, I don't know, because the children at this stage of life need to take stuff in, not strip out. So it's one of those, you're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. So when you get into the condition like the neoplasia, neuroblastomas, you have no choice but to go that route. But what may come of that may not be what you think. You know, so it, do yourselves a favor and don't get and save me a headache. Say no. Just say no. You know, why would you put genetic material into a child? If you're going to give your child the vaccine and you're dead on giving the child a vaccine because you want to send them to the school system or whatever the excuse is, take the shot first. Go for it. You get the vaccine. You take it. They'll love it. That's more money they've made. You get the vaccine. And then you can feel your DNA come unglued. You know, and then after you go through a series of, you know, feeling and wishing you were dead and crying to God to take your life because you are, you know, you were that dumb to do something just stupid, then you can think, what is that doing to this child who has no immune system, no defense mechanism, blood-brain barrier hasn't developed yet. Child has just been brought into this life, and there's 45 needles waiting for him to stick into him within the first 2 days of his existence. So save yourselves, save your bloodline, save your DNA. Why are you capitulating to this? I have no idea. You know, I have no idea. This astounds me to no end. You can read all the information, and then they says, well, your kids can't go to school. Well, if enough of you pull your kids out of the school system, guess what? The school system will start to collapse. Maybe they might amend the laws and say, well, here's your exemption. Your kids can come back again. You never know. You know, I get when I hear stuff like that, it basically tells me how brain damaged people are with this. You know,
Right. Nobody,
someone sent me an email today, says, well, I'm looking for silica, and you're the only guy saying silica is no good and blah, blah, blah. And then I said, well, did you ever think, first and foremost, maybe go on my website first, look at the information there, and then from there you can extrapolate whatever terms you want to use to expand your research. I mean, it's already put there. Go
right.
Read it. Go read it, you know.
Right.
We're looking at things today in realms and reality we have never seen before. And the health issues that we're dealing with, with the research I have done, and with Brian, and collaborating with Brian 396, and also with Bye Bye Blue Sky, with Susan Marr, the research that we've done or we've reported on, I can almost tell you unequivocally that almost every health condition, health disease we have today is tied in some form, some way, somehow to nanogenetics or nanobiology or synthetic biology, without question. They started this crap with us back in the 1950s, that generation that was born.
Right.
This was the initial prototype. And every health condition that we has nothing to do with being acidic, has nothing to do with being alkaline, has nothing to do with, you know, a parasite or a virus or whatever. The reason why you have a parasite and the reason why you have a virus and the reason why you have bacterial infections is because you have these particulates inside your body that are compromising you and are expanding their network inside of you, causing your immune system to become depleted, causing yourself to become depleted, and as a result, things start to change. Your genetic code doesn't work like it's supposed to. Your DNA is not activating the immune system because it's already being hyperactivated toward something else. So as a result, it's already compromised and pushed to its limits. So anything that can come along will nail you. You ever watch any sci-fi?
No.
Okay. See, you got to bring you into the sci-fi.
I'm just not a sci-fi person.
Well, I'm a sci-fi person, and I'm always looking into sci-fi stuff because a lot of times they basically show you, they are showing you, you know, it's amazing. It's right there. If you know what you're looking for, it's right there, and they're showing.
Like the Terminator guy?
Terminator or X-Men. See, the X-Men, Avengers, Justice League, Superman, Batman, these are the super soldier programs that they're basically showing you.
Okay.
But the one program, I forget what it was called, it was an X-Men program. And it was about Wolverine. And Wolverine had this super healing factor where no matter what you did to him, he'd heal almost immediately. But what happened was they hijacked his healing factor by putting a robot, a nanobot, inside that was constantly attacking his heart. So while his immune system was deflective at fighting this nanobot that was attacking his heart, when he got hurt, he didn't heal like he was doing. Well, this basically was exemplifying to a T is what's going on with us. Because we're being heavily loaded with this nano material, nanobiology, nanogenetics, it has taken our immune system, it's deflecting our immune system away from our normal bodily activity, and it's hyper-accelerating the immune system. So what winds up happening is you get your compromise. So when something else comes along, it takes you out or
right.
brings you down further. Because your system's already in overload trying to defend against something more prevalent. And again, we're talking DNA overwrite.
Wow.
So this is where it's at. This is why I say the biggest thing we have today to keep healthy, not being alkaline, not being acidic, not eating just
for your blood type.
Yeah, all that horse hockey. It's protect
right.
your DNA. Work at doing things that are going to protect your DNA, your mitochondria, your ATP production, your genetic code. These
okay.
are the things.
How what do we do to do that?
What do you do to do that? The first
yeah.
thing you're going to do is you're going to detox these nanobots out of your system, whether you're using a triangle, bucket, bath, eating foods that are high in sulfur and phosphorus, and then reloading the minerals that you're supposed to have, like copper, and high doses of copper. All this crap about copper is going to be this and that and oh, blah. I've been taking 30 times the amount of copper that I'm supposed to be taking. I've been doing it for 3.5 years, and I'm still waiting for the side effect.
Wow.
That's been a lot of horse hockey. They're telling you can't combine zinc with
have
copper.
Too much copper.
Yeah, you're going to have too much, a lot of horse hockey.
Wow. Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna. And we have Tony Pantelaresco on our program. And I will post his websites into the chat room. And I invite you to visit the chat room, which is spingola.chattango.com. And you were talking about the fact that you take copper and that... the first thing that people need to do to get these nanogenetics out of our systems is to detox them and then take the minerals that we need. And you suggested the bucket, which I have a bucket. What else?
Yeah, Hey, we need specific minerals because the glyphosate disarmed us from these minerals and the healthy bacteria. So you're going to need copper, you're going to need zinc, and you can take them together. That's another one of these things. If you take this and that, they'll neutralize each other. Horse hockey. The body has mechanisms inside that will regulate that, and so you can get that. And I've been doing that for years, too, and I've seen seen lots of benefit with it, not contrary. What's going on here? Hold on. In regard to, you also are going to need to take boron or borax, because that you require to restructure or reconstruct your skeletal system, because your skeletal system has been severely damaged in regard to, you know, what the nano has to break it broken down for you with the biofilm. You're also going to need manganese and zinc. Zinc and manganese regenerate the SOD levels for the mitochondria. Zinc and copper regenerate the cellular levels, the eye, ocular, the liver and the brain and skin. These are going to be required. You're also going to need your potassium, your sodium, and the number one mineral I think you should all have them or take them in this format are all chlorides, copper chloride, zinc chloride, magnesium chloride, potassium chloride, calcium chloride. These are salts which get into the cells, which can help flush this nano out of the cells. What winds up happening with these nanoparticles, it's not like you get one or two in a cell. You'll get thousands of them in the cell, which causes high level of oxidative stress, breaking down the cell, and then the cells utilize as building block material, as ligand, for the nanoparticles to construct their little networks inside the system. The proteins that you're going to need would be any clean whey or egg protein. Read your labels on that. In the United States, the Now brand has a good egg protein, which is clean. Bob Mills is another one that comes from Canada. You also have in the United States. It's a whey concentrate. That one's clean. It doesn't have any crap in it. You also have those are the two I found. You can probably find other ones, but these are the more reasonably priced whey proteins that you can find. If you can find them online, by all means do so. You may want to incorporate colostrum. You may want to incorporate creatine.
Oh, colostrum. Okay.
But do your research on that one, because a lot of stuff that's being sold in the health food stores today is only 10% colostrum and 90% milk, and that's stuff coming from New Zealand. So do your research on it, because I found one here in Canada that's 98.6% colostrum and 1.6% saponin. So and that's the one I'm using because I found it. I didn't find it in the health food store. You'd have to find it elsewhere.
Yeah, I did buy some colostrum. Okay. I bought it. Well, we'll talk about it on the other side of the hour. We'll be right back. Okay.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.